at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump is evaluating the force posture in the Middle East every day. Amid tensions with Iran, the president expected to receive plans from the Pentagon for more troops in the region, plus more Patriot missile batteries and ships, along with increased monitoring efforts. The White House says President Trump had no choice but to call off legislative negotiations with Democrats after the House Speaker's accusation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's insane to think infrastructure talks could continue after House Speaker Pelosi accused the president of a cover-up. Overnight storms in Missouri have killed three people. John Walker Lynn, the American Taliban, now free after 17 years in prison. And the Atlantic hurricane season off to another start, but weather officials say it should be a normal year. This is SRN News.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll have a high of 88 degrees. This evening, we'll see clear skies. Overnight, the low, 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 93. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny with highs of 96 each day.
Hey, welcome to SWAT Radio. It's Doug McCary of His Light Ministries, and I'm excited. Today is Guest Thursday. We have not one, not two. We have three guests in the studio with me and Steve. Brad's not here today, but we're glad that you joined us today. And if you're listening up in Virginia on 100.1 FM or 1010 AM, or here in Jacksonville or St. Augustine or Folkestone, we're glad you're listening. And if you get out of your vehicle or you want to just listen on your phone, you can go to SWATradio.com, click Listen Live, and listen to the live stream that's broadcast every day from 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. And you can also go back and listen to past programs. We're not going to take any calls today, but if you want to send a question, you're welcome to send it to ask@SWATradio.com. That's ask@SWATradio.com. So I'm not going to get it. We usually do a little bit of what's going on in our culture, but it doesn't change too much in the last few weeks. It's pretty much the same thing. Democrats hate Trump. The Republicans hate the Democrats, and that's really the state of our culture right now. That's all we know. Really, as Christians, we should be above that, and hopefully we're making a difference in being a light out there. And that's what our guests do every summer. I think it's still just summer, but every summer with something called Power Up Club. And I'm happy to invite and welcome today Joni Alexander, Adam Alexander, and Barbara Hightower to SWAT Radio. First timers, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
That's obviously Joni, yes. Or it could have been Barbara, but it's Joni.
Yeah,
and then Adam, welcome.
Really exciting to be here, man. So thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, and Barbara is the one that gave me the brochure at the prayer breakfast. We had Tom McLeod on a few weeks ago, and I've known Barbara and her husband Steve for a long time. In fact, Steve used to come to SWAT when his work would allow, and glad y'all could join us and talk about this exciting thing you do called Power Up Club. So I'm a guy who just moved here from Russia. What is Power Up Club? What is that? You know, so tell me what Power Up Club is.
Well, Power Up Club is an alternative to Vacation Bible School, where we go out into neighborhoods and into the community with the intention of building relationship with neighbors and sharing the gospel.
Well, I come from Russia. We have no, what is Vacation Bible School? So what do you mean? What is this? Is it for me? Is it for, you know, so seriously, what is it? Who is it for? So Power Up Club, it goes out in the neighborhood. Who's your target audience?
Really, I think the thing that is unique about Power Up Clubs is that it's targeted to communities, to neighborhoods. And so essentially what we use is we deal primarily with, there we go, turn that mic, there we go.
Yeah.
What we deal with is primarily the families, host homes that host a club at their house, invite children from all around their neighborhood, and then we send in different teams to put on a front yard Bible club. And so the primary target would be the children, but the beauty of Power Up Clubs is that it does impact a whole community. It impacts the adults in the neighborhood. It impacts people throughout the church, all kinds of different areas that we hit in with that. And so that's what the beauty of Power Up Clubs is. So primary target of children with a front yard Bible club, with the external impact of every man, woman, and child that we come in contact with as a result.
Well, you mentioned Vacation Bible School. I grew up going to Vacation Bible School, and my favorite part was the snacks.
Yes.
Snow cones. They did snow cones for us. I remember that was a fun part. But there was something special every summer about, I look forward to Vacation Bible School, being with other kids and being taught about the Bible. And you know, we live in a time where the Bible has become less relevant for children. In fact, probably the most relevant thing in a child's life today is his iPad or their device, even as young as 3 or 4, correct?
That's right.
So how are you dealing with that issue? I'm sure it's had to come up, right, with what you are dealing with.
Yeah, that's a great question, Doug, because one of the things that's unique is that Vacation Bible School had really shifted and turned into a church kid only program where it was just kids from your church. And so outside of that, in culture, they weren't experiencing any access or accessibility to gospel influence or the Bible. And so that's what Power Up Clubs does, is it goes into these neighborhoods and invites people in through an attractive array of things, whether it be games or slip and slides or snacks or funny skits.
You guys have slip and slides?
Oh, we have slip and slides, yes.
Oh my gosh, my daughter Kate loves slip and slides.
Yeah, you can't get away from a good slip and slide. But all of that to say, it goes to the neighborhood. So there's some statistics out there where, especially at the church that this program started at, where there was probably 600 to 800 kids that were coming, with 75% to 90% of them were churched kids. Power Up Clubs, within a short amount of time, has reached close to 1,500 to 2,000 kids in a summer, where the average attendance of them would be below 50%, closer to like 40% churched. And so it really is helping get gospel access, repeated opportunities to hear and respond to the gospel into neighborhoods where normally that wouldn't be the case anymore, especially in our culture today.
So basically what you're saying is you're doing what Jesus said to do?
Well, that's what I would like to add, is that Jesus sent his disciples out 2 by 2 and told them not to take a second pair of sandals or another shirt. And we go with that intention. We take a plastic bin with some jump ropes and balls and a Bible storybook and a plan to share a Bible story, play a lot, build relationship, and share the gospel.
Well, you know, Joni, I remember sharing with you, gosh, 15 maybe years ago, may have been longer, and you took material I gave you on prayer, care, share, and put it in a format to teach. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And basically trying to get people to have this outreach. And you were one of the first children's workers that I'd ever worked with or talked to about this, that said, you know what? Kids aren't too young to be doing this. And I think sometimes we, you know, my daughter, when I asked her, I said, Kate, what was your favorite part about Power Up Clubs? She didn't say the slip and slide, even though she loves it. She said, Dad, I got to share the gospel with a bunch of kids. And I'd never done that before like that in that group. There's something fulfilling for us as God's children that I think we miss out when you got 90 to 95% of people that say they're Christian have never told another person,
amen,
the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And the harvest is plentiful. Like that's a true statement. And so there's so many kids and so many people in our culture today that have never heard the good news of Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah.
And so when you, as a child of God, take seriously the mandate and the privilege and the responsibility to be an ambassador, to go open your mouths, mm-hmm, and declare with boldness the mystery of the gospel, it's incredible. It's an incredible thing. And again, we think, oh, it's awkward, it might be weird. But the reality is there's a lot of people that are searching for things, and these children are hungry to hear that there's good news for them and that the gospel is for them and that Jesus said, let the children come to me.
Well, so, Joni, you did a fabulous job at Christian Family Chapel with the children's program there. Adam was the youth pastor, and Adam has always been kind of a risk taker, and he was risky enough to let me come back and teach kids, even though in the past some of the decisions I made when I was an FBI agent wasn't the best, because we had this one kid named Jonathan back when I did kids church a long time ago that I told him, it's when I was in the FBI, and I said, you know, if you keep doing that, Jonathan, I'm going to handcuff you. And he did it, and I handcuffed him. And Martha Polk was the children's director at the time. She didn't like that too much. And so I wasn't in the children's program anymore. They decided I needed to be with an older group. But anyway,
I invited you back hoping that you would handcuff some of the kids.
Yeah. But no, I appreciated both my relationships with you guys when you were there at CFC, of being able to carry that prayer, care, share, and evangelism message. And I think what you're doing with Power Up Clubs is so great, because it not only affects the kids you go out, but the adults. Talk a little bit about that. The adults who are a part of it from, like, the church, who say, you know, we're going to sponsor or we want to help. Talk about how you get them involved. I mean, there's a lot of adults that are required to do this too, right?
I tell you, that is one of the most exciting parts, is that adults now have an opportunity to open up their home, their front yard in a home that God has given them, and make it a place where the gospel is preached and shared. They become a lighthouse in their neighborhood. And we just were talking about this earlier. I'm actually going to ask Adam to kind of share. He had a very passionate moment talking about what happens at a host home. And if you can recall those words, I'd love for you to share that.
Yeah, it's a really special thing. We live in a culture today where, what do people do when they come home? They open their garage door and they go inside, they shut the garage door, and they're isolated from everybody. And so when you have Power Up Clubs, you're really declaring that you're wanting to put Jesus on display. You're saying, like, I want to be identified and to be known as someone who cares about this. And really what you're doing is you're setting a table to say, not only am I going to have gospel presence in my neighborhood now because I'm declaring who we are by hosting this, but we're also going to have gospel proclamation, and we're going to continue that. And man, I get excited thinking about that, because what happens then, right? You have a couple of Power Up Clubs in this neighborhood where you have these relationships with the intention of gospel proclamation, because you're living a gospel presence in their life. That continues to multiply, continues to grow. Then it expands. And then what do we have? We have another church that's going to be planted there. And what are we going to see happen next? It's going to continue to expand out. And so if we really believe in the saturation of a community, of a city, of a geography with the gospel, then we have to be committed to multiplication. We have to be committed to that. And this is a strategy that we allow adults, we allow families to say, hey, we're opening up our place, and we're saying we're going to have a gospel presence, and we're going to have gospel proclamation for the sake of saturation by multiplication.
Well, why is this important for a men's ministry, or like SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth? And our goal is for men to be the leaders and disciplers that God has called us to be. Amen. Well, if you're listening today, and you want to find out more about Power Up Club and how you can be a part, can someone out there start, let's say their church does traditional vacation Bible school. We're going to have to take a break, but I want you to think about this when we come back from the break. How can I, as a guy, go to my church and say, hey, we would like to do something like that? How do we do it? Do you have curriculum, or do you train me, or do I just go to my pastor and say, hey, go to this website? How do we do that? So think about that. And absolutely, when we come back, I want you to take me from Joe Smith, who's heard about it now, and I want to get it to my church. How do I do that?
Absolutely. That's a great question.
Yeah. So, hey, you're listening to Doug McCary from His Light Ministries with Joni Alexander, Adam Alexander from Power Up Club, and Barbara Hightower, who's sitting patiently taking notes in case we need her to jump in. She is ready back there. And if you have a question that I don't think to ask and you want to get it on air, you can send it to ask@swatradio.com, and we'll be happy to take it. And for more information, you can go to www.swatradio.com. We'll be right back after the sponsor break.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com. Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. That was Wren Collective with My Lighthouse. Since Joni talked about lighthouses there, we are a lighthouse. And that's what Power Up Club's all about, being a lighthouse in the community. You know, in the Old Testament, we were told to come to see God in the temple. But in the New Testament, it was go and be God in the community, because we have God in us. That's why they were called Little Christ, because they were out in the community and they were reflecting Christ in their life. And that's one thing I love. And last year, I think you guys had what, like 80, 90 clubs?
84.
Pretty good memory, huh? For a year ago. I knew it was right around there, and I was amazed at that. And the average number that attends a club is what?
Probably close to 20.
Between 20 and 30. We had a total of about 1,800 children throughout the week.
Wow. And so but between 20 and 30 is probably what you're looking for. And how many, like the other thing I love about what y'all do with these clubs is high schoolers get involved as kind of like counselors, maybe not counselors, but people that are helpers or.
Yeah, they're the high school.
What do you call them, by the way?
Team members.
They're just team
members. Yeah, it's a Power Club team. And so ideally what we would want to see is we want to have high school, middle school, college students with an adult leader be the team that goes to the houses to partner with the host home, and then they put on the club. And so we can talk in just a moment about kind of what the club looks like from start to finish.
Yeah.
But one of the things you had said before the break was, you know, how would you get started in this?
Yeah, and like so, I'm at East Side Church, and yeah. I say, hey, how do we do power-up clubs? How do we do that?
Well, I think really it's first a clear understanding of what the purpose of what power-up clubs is for. So power-up clubs, the whole reason that we exist is to equip churches for gospel presence and gospel proclamation through front yard Bible clubs. And so it really is to come alongside churches as they seek to multiply and be externally focused. And so with that, we want to be gospel-centered, meaning everything that we do with Power Up Club is going to be centered on the gospel. Every message, every Bible story, every testimony, everything, every training is all centered on the good news of the gospel. That's our primary message that we want to get out. Second, we want to be disciple-making. And the beautiful thing of that is that's a whole spectrum and a whole scope of things, from people who are out of relationship with Jesus entering into relationship with Jesus, or to people that are new in their relationship with Jesus taking steps of faith and maturing, whether they're a part of a team or they're coming to the club or the neighborhood, and however that may function. The third thing is we want to be holistically involving the church. And so oftentimes this has been billed as a primarily student-led function or program. Certainly that's ideal, but really when you think about the scope of what it takes to put on Power Up Clubs, you have to have adults hosting the homes. You have to have adult leaders. You have to have people that are running snacks for the team. You have to people that are leading worship on the nights that you're gathering back together. There's all kinds of ways for people to get involved. And then finally, we want to be externally focused, meaning that we want to be really going out into the community. We want to go make disciples. Mm-hmm. And so it really is important that we are sent out from the church into neighborhoods all across your community, all across your city, all across your geography, for the purpose of proclaiming the gospel in these front yards all throughout this geography to really see saturation happen. And so if you wanted to be a part of that, then you can go to the website, which is poweropclub.com, and you can check out all the information that you need there. We have an executive director, Joni, my mom, that is the executive director of that, and she does a phenomenal job with that. And so there's all kinds of resources available to you. So we would be able to provide you the curriculum. If needed, we would be able to provide you training. We would be able to provide you supplies. There's a whole scope and range of things that we can present to you to help you and equip you to go serve your community.
Well, this is kind of what we did this over in Russia. We would do what I would call a VBS in the community over there as a way to reach out.
Yes.
And kids loved it because they loved just coming together to do something fun, you know, for the kids. And I mean, if you put a slip and slide in the yard, you're going to attract some kids. You're going to get into in a minute from beginning to end. But if I'm Joe Smith at Eastside, and I just go to Power Up Club, and there's a contact form, I guess, on there, something to fill out, says, hey, I want to know more info.
Yeah.
And that's Power Up Club, singular. .com.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and from that, you know, as you gauge interest there, we can set up calls, we can do coaching times, we can explain it, we can give you sample packages, but really just any kind of information you want, the primary place that you should go first is the website, which will then give you some next steps to figure out how to clearly get involved in that.
So did this start here in Jacksonville?
Absolutely.
With CFC?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of, now it's at CFC, Christian Family Chapel in mm-hmm. Mandarin, but are you guys doing it down in South Florida?
We're in the process of hopefully getting that on our docket soon. But right now, we've been at three churches for the past 3 years. So Christian Family Chapel here, Church at Sandhurst, which is in Florence, South Carolina, and Mars Hill Church, which is outside of Atlanta. And then we have three new churches that are launching this summer, one in Nashville called Ethos Church.
I'm familiar with Ethos.
Yeah, one church in Brunswick. Blythe Island Baptist, I think is what it's called.
Brunswick, Georgia?
Brunswick,
yeah,
Georgia.
Okay.
And then a church in Tallahassee, Florida called Four Oaks Community Church. And so
we have listeners up in Georgia, listen on 91.3. So what's the name of the church up in Brunswick?
Blythe Island Baptist. It's in Brunswick. And
okay.
So they'll be launching, and I think the dates might even be published on the website. So if you are in that community, you can see, hey, I want to go check this out on powerupclub.com. You can be able to see that. Or if you're anywhere outside of Atlanta and Mars Hill Church or at Ethos Church in Nashville as well.
Well, that's awesome. So so tell me, you got students that want to do it. You got adults that want to volunteer. We're all signed up. We're all ready. So we're ready for the day. So here's Monday of the first day of Power Up Club. Yeah. What does it look like?
We'll pass you on to the expert for
yeah.
that.
Well, before that happens, there is a lot of training and a lot of prayer and a lot of worship and asking for God's blessing during this time. I think one of the things that's most extraordinary about Power Up Club is that we have experienced it as a work of God over and over and over. And so it's bathed in prayer and done as a step of faith, because as a host invites and a team goes to that host home, that first time, you have no idea who's going to be there. There could be 43-year-olds or zero kids or 10 teenagers.
Mm.
And so our teams are trained to specifically learn how to respond to each one of these situations. But one of the reasons Power Up Clubs are so popular is because they are fun. They are so much fun. And so a team drives up and it is crazy fun energy. These team members hop out of the van and the music is playing and all these kids are in the front yard and they're high-fiving and hugging and they pull out some jump ropes and some kickballs and some all kinds of different things. And so there's about 5 to 10 minutes of just simply old-fashioned play in the yard fun. And
the kids still do that now?
You know what? I was going to address your digital question earlier by saying kids love to play with others. And the problem is when they go outside, there's nobody really out there. And so here is this built-in fun time with lots of kids, and it's quite organized by our team members. They know exactly what to do. And so after this this playtime, everybody moves over, and we have an engaging, goofy, funny skit that is a lead-in to our Bible story. Now, every year has a different thread, and the Bible stories have a different thread that lead to the only way is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, this coming year, we are pirates on a seek for true treasure, and they find that the true treasure is found in Christ alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our little pirate skit, and then it goes into a Bible lesson. From the Bible lesson, they send them straight to games, and they play all kinds of fun games. You know what? One of the favorite, are you ready for this? Tug of war. Seriously.
They love tug of war. I can see that.
Tug of war. They love.
There's a competitive part of that that everybody likes being a part
they
of.
They just have fun. You talked about snack that you used to like. Well, our snack is probably strategically one of the most important times because our power-up club teams are trained to be very strategic in engaging in conversation with these kids. And so that's what they're doing. And this is a time for them to come together. Also, they quiet down. They're tired from games. They're having something to drink. They're talking. And that's when one of the students will give their testimony about how they came to know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And then several days, the last 3 days of the club, we have a specific gospel presentation that walks through the sending of Jesus as the payment for our sin, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and that he gives us new life in Christ when we ask him to be our Lord and Savior. We use some methods that are kid-friendly, and we stop there. No pushing children. We wait to see if the Lord draws them to himself. Send them back to games, play a little bit more. We close with a challenge from what they've learned and send them home with some reminders to help them remember the things they learned about Jesus today.
That's great. And then I think if you do that throughout the week, at the end of the week, you have a big gathering, kind of a fun day too, right? What's it called?
Power Surge.
Power Surge.
Yes.
Where all the kids, I mean, all the different groups can come to the church or a location wherever.
Right.
And you have a bunch of blow-up houses and snack places and food and all that. And is there a gathering there too for all the parents and stuff as well, or is it just...
That's varied from year to year in what's effective. And so sometimes we've had that where there's been a mass gospel presentation there as well. But what I think one of the things that we found is the most effective is those interpersonal relationships that the host develop with their family members that come. And the real point of Power Surge is to help break down the stigma or the barrier of stepping foot on a church campus. It's a scary thing for people. But once you've been in somebody's front yard and you realize it can be normal people.
Yeah.
You can check out their place of worship as well. And then you go and you see, no, these are lots of normal people that are here. And then they hopefully will be able to walk through and say, hey, I want to step foot in this place. And I want to explore what it means.
Well, those are pretty fun because you got some big blow-up houses on those things, like the big water slides and all that. And that takes a lot of people from the church to be involved too, right? Lots of volunteers. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, when we come back from this news break, we are going to talk about some stories or hear some stories of how people have actually been impacted, not just theory, but reality. And you're listening to Doug McCary at His Light Ministries talking with Joni Alexander, the executive director of Power Up Club, with Adam Alexander and Barbara Hightower, who's still silent, but we're going to get her on air in a minute. Hey, we're glad you joined us on SWAT Radio. You can go to www.swatradio.com to listen to past programs. We'll be right back after the news.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Three people have died in Missouri overnight due to severe weather. Tornadoes hit the capital, Jefferson City, and the town of Eldon. Damage was significant. President Trump sending his best wishes to Americans recovering from severe weather in the nation's midsection.
Writing on Twitter, the president says our hearts go out to the people of Missouri. He says residents there are strong and resilient, and we are here to assist. The president also says that the National Weather Service and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are monitoring the damaging storms and flooding in Oklahoma. He urges people in the storm zone to listen to the warnings of your local officials and stay safe.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The fallout continues from Wednesday's dramatic collapse of infrastructure talks at the White House.
First, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was praying for the president. Now,
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi triggered the collapse by scheduling a meeting to discuss impeachment.
And to walk to a microphone and claim something that is not true by a speaker of the United States Congress? That's irresponsible.
McCarthy referring to Pelosi's comments that the president is involved in a cover-up.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, also at townhall.com. In consumer news, by a vote of 97-1, the Senate has passed the TRACED Act.
Your days are numbered.
That news for robocall scammers from Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, who says the bill
will help all Americans deal with the epidemic of robocalls.
Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi says the TRACED Act
will get law enforcement fully engaged in the fight to prevent and prosecute robocall violations.
Both senators arguing that many robocall scams are directed at senior citizens. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Yellow Bluff wildfire is going to affect your travel plans. Emergency vehicles have closed part of I-95 north of Pecan Park Road and south of State Road 200 in Yulee. So both directions, it is closed down I-95. And near downtown, there's an accident on I-95 heading south at the 8th Street exit, blocking the left lane. Mostly clear tonight. Expect a low 68. Friday, sunny with a high up to 93.
Of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, it reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky,
hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. That was Avalon, an oldie but a goodie, Testify to Love. I love that song because we're about testifying. We're supposed to be about testifying to the love that has been shown us. And what better thing to teach a young child or a family than the love of Jesus? And Power Up Club, that's what it's about. It's about taking the love of Jesus into the neighborhoods. Today, they desperately need that because we live in such a divisive culture, a culture really of animosity. Now, these poor kids are seeing it everywhere. And to have a place where they can come and they can see people brought together that are positive, giving them positive messages. And so, I mean, Joni, you were talking during the break about statistics. Why don't you share some of those statistics with us about some of the needs that are even out there?
Sure. It's just been incredible to see God at work. And I think Adam mentioned earlier that those that attend a Power Up Club, we have been consistently at 60 to 70% of the people who attend being not connected with any church. One of the reasons why is that Power Up Clubs is a friendly, casual, easy to attend, fun time in a front yard. It's simple. There's no registration. There's no RSVP. On our end, that makes it a little more difficult. Obviously, we don't know who's coming. But you know what? We have trusted God with that and asked him to bring who he would want to bring. And for a non-church person not to have to register or this or that, can just walk up as the club is beginning. That's a very attractive situation. Also, we mentioned about host homes. This is more than a children's ministry. Really important. It's an all-church ministry. Adam mentioned that earlier with a holistic approach. But our host homes are critical pieces because they are prepared to welcome these children and their parents. They learn who they live next door to. Isn't it amazing that so many people don't know who lives two doors down or catty corner? And now all of a sudden they have relationships with these people. But what I wanted to share is that we know this is working, if you will, or I should say God is working, because after 8 weeks of Power Up Clubs, we do some demographics and some statistical information. And it appears that consistently about 10% of families who attended a Power Up Club will visit the church. Now, that's new families, brand new ones. So we don't even count the other ones who have been there or obviously those that come. So about 10% within the first 8 weeks. And what blows me away even more is that about half of those are still involved with beginning with Christ class, a new members class, serving in some way.
And these are people that have not been in church.
That is exactly right. They're people who have not, they're the people who sleep in on Sunday mornings and you wish you could find to get to.
Well, you've heard of Gallup surveys,
yes,
you know, right?
Yes.
So get this. In 1948, almost 70% of people that identified themselves as a Protestant, 70% were involved in church. 70%. That number reached its apex. It was 68 and 48. It reached the apex in 1956. So we're talking over 50, 60 years ago. Then a steady decline to, what do you think that number is now, just back in 2016?
Oh, I bet it's, I don't even want to
30%.
Know. Yeah, it's crazy.
It has dropped from 70 to 30%. The rise of the nuns, you know, that they call them, and not the nun as a Catholic nun, right. The nun as the nun, I'm not nothing.
Right, right.
And it's devastating. So to have something like Power Up Club to go out there, and you know what I found in my interaction with young people, whether they're elementary age or junior high or middle schoolers, is they're they kind of want to talk about Jesus somewhat. They
right.
do. They're curious.
Yeah. That's right.
And I think this is a great way to introduce them, is to have people in their neighborhood who are already a part of a family of faith, because the people that host these are usually members of the church, right?
Right.
So they host it, and to be able to talk them, and the lessons I'm sure you share are very introductory for kids, right?
Yes.
So you're not hitting them with really deep, you know, you're a sinner, you're going to hell stuff.
Right.
You're trying to help them understand that Jesus came to help them.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing. Well, the whole thing about church statistics is interesting to me, about the way it's dropped. You see that in the news. Secular media has been reporting on that a lot. But I think the staggering statistic for me, Joni, and this is what I'm excited about what y'all do, is 95% of people that profess to be Christian have never shared their faith.
Yeah.
90 have never told their testimony to anybody.
Right.
How do you not tell people when the greatest thing in the world has happened to you about it? We do it in every other life. And this, that's what, when I asked Kate, I was interested to hear her response. And she said, sharing the gospel in her testimony was the best thing about it. And you guys give people a chance to do that. These young people, these high schoolers. So tell me, what are some stories that you've heard? I know Barbara's going to share too, but are there any that pop into your mind, any particular children's stories, parents' stories, community stories that stand out? I know this is kind of off the cuff. We didn't plan it. But.
Well, a story that's still, like, I can remember it as if it was yesterday, and it's probably been 10 to 12 years ago. Now, I had the privilege of leading a team, and we were doing a club in, like, an inner city project area in Jacksonville. And there was, no kidding, Doug, probably 75 to 80 kids at this club. And it was absolute chaos. I mean, it was just chaos the whole time. And I got up to do the gospel presentation, and I'm up there. And as I am inviting these kids to sit down, I mean, just literal chaos. Kids throwing footballs, standing up, yelling back and forth, talking, not paying attention. And it got to the point where I was like, I don't even know why I'm sharing. Nobody's listening to me. I could say, come give me a high five, and you get $100, and nobody would have come up and give me a high five. As I'm about to wrap up, I made eye contact with a little boy. It's gonna be emotional. He was about, he was probably 7 or 8 years old. And I just made eye contact with him, and he was locked in. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to give it everything I got
to this
kid,
man.
And so I just stepped forward, made eye contact with him, and literally had to shout and yell the plan of salvation and the gospel to him. And the whole time he was just locked in. And I get done, and everybody scatters chaotically to go play games. And I, like, search out this kid, and I said, hey man, what's your name? And he said, well, my name's Tremaine. And I said, well, I'm Adam. Nice to meet you. And I said, you were really engaged with what I was saying. Can you tell me what I talked about? And he went on and word for word recited the gospel to me. And I said, well, what do you think about that? What's that mean for you? And he goes, well, can I show you what it means for me? And I'm like, of course. And he goes and grabs a piece of sidewalk chalk. And again, I'll never forget this. And he draws a big heart on the ground, and he writes his name in it. And he said, hey, what's your name again? I said, Adam. And he writes my name in it. And he said, this is God's heart. Now, there's some mess up theology in it, but that's not the point. But he says, this is God's heart, and me and you are now in it together. And I remember in that moment thinking, man, thank you, Lord. This is a kid from an inner city project who I don't have no idea what his story is. Here I am from a middle class suburban area, and God has united us together by the blood of Jesus. And I'll just never forget that moment of the gift that was to be able to look into his eyes and to be able to see that and to be able to proclaim the gospel. I don't know where Tremaine is today, but I believe that in that moment it was a genuine moment. And so I hope to see him in eternity and believe that will be true and to reunite with him.
But that would have never happened had you sent invitations out to that neighborhood for them to come to Christian Family Chapel.
No chance.
Because they would have made it.
Yeah.
See, you were going out to where they were. And, you know, I just think that that's one of the great benefits of Power Up Club is you go to where the people are.
Right.
You go and be instead of inviting people to come and see.
Amen.
And that's great. So when this club is starting in that, like, urban area, mm-hmm. how do you get the word out? Is there just a host family? Is it just their responsibility to do it? Or do y'all help? Are there signs? I mean, how do people know to come to this thing? Like,
yeah, so there's lots of different ways. We do provide signs that they put in their yard, just like a for sale sign that says Power Up Club here. And we encourage all of our hosts to pass out flyers. We provide them flyers and to just go door to door and say, hey, would you come be a part of this? There's a Facebook, there's a YouTube, there's an Instagram account that people do that as well. And so really it is old-fashioned spreading the word, come to our neighborhood, come to our front yard, and to do this. I can tell you a story after the break about when I hosted one at my house as a young single man, and how awkward those invitations were, but how God did a really sweet work in that as well.
And so, well, and I would imagine that when people see the first day, it might attract people for days 2 and 3.
Absolutely.
Because they see, oh, something's going on, because people are naturally attracted to a crowd, right?
And they're showing up 30, 45, an hour early to the yard. And the hosts are like, okay, we're not waiting for another hour.
Well, hey, well, you're listening to Joni and Tim Alexander, and you're going to hear from Barbara Hightower in this last segment on SWAT Radio. It's Doug McCary. We'll be right back with the last segment. Hard to believe it's gone so fast. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back after the break.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls. SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by IPC Technologies. IPC Technologies offers IT and communication solutions. They offer help to organizations in selecting and implementing on-premises technologies, cloud-based solutions, and carrier services. IPC offers end-to-end solutions. Their suite of services includes engineering and implementation of services, virtual CTO services, monitoring and proactive maintenance, remote and on-site support and consulting, and staff augmentation. You may reach IPC at 804-622-7233 and online at www.ipctech.com.
Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain and you can be satisfied. There is a peace, there is a love you can get lost inside. Come to the fountain and let me hear you testify.
Hey, that's Need to Breathe and Testify, and that's what we're talking about, going out with Power Up Clubs and testifying in the community about the love of Jesus, sharing that love and with the kids and the families in a community. You know, Tony Evans said, if you can build a family, you can affect a, if you can affect a family, you're going to affect the community. If you affect the community, you affect the state. You affect the state, you affect the country. If you affect the country, you can change the world. And, you know, I love this concept of going out. Of course, being an evangelist, it's going to resonate with me, right? I'd like that. But during the break, we were talking about the church up in Hampton Roads. By the way, if you're listening on 100.1 FM up there or 1010 AM, you are in that listening area where we're talking about. There is a church called, I think, Liberty Baptist, and they are they will be starting a Power Up Club this summer. I think that was the first one. So if you want more information, you can go to powerupclub.com, and that's Power Up Club singular, not an S on there, powerupclub.com, or you can call 904-860-8627. Is that right? Did I say that right? Is that 8627? 8927. I'm sorry. No, 9527. 860-9527. It took a little while for my glasses to focus. I'm getting older and things run together now, but that's 9527. I am still here in the studio with Joni Alexander, the executive director of Power Up Club, Adam Alexander, her son, and my good friend, and Barbara Hightower, also my good friend. And Barbara's the one that handed me this nifty Power Up Club brochure, a 3-in-1 power program and a front yard full of fun. Did you come up with that, Barbara? Wait, you got to speak to
Joni's. Hey. Joni's the creative end on all of that.
Okay, so Barbara is simply the salesperson. She was out selling this. I saw her at the prayer breakfast here in Jacksonville, and I've known Barbara and Steve for a long time, and appreciated always, Barbara's heart for ministry. And Barbara, I'd like you to share. You've been involved with Power Up Club how long now?
Since the beginning. So we've done 16 years in Jacksonville, and then I also took it to Atlanta area, and we have done it up there. We're starting our third year.
So if a church wants to do this, then you can come up there and help them, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're here for.
Well, that's awesome. And it basically, the three things that it's about is to reach the lost, to impact the student ministry, you say, and to grow the church, to be a mechanism. And what I love about it is, I've seen a lot of people go out to plant churches and they want to plant a church. So first they put the administrators in and then they start figuring out how they're going to reach the community. You guys go out and you want to reach the community and then a church will follow that. And that's the way it should work. So tell me, you've been doing it 16 years. I'm sure you've got a boatload of stories that you could tell, but tell me one that might just come to your mind pretty quickly, some story from the past of seeing how this has actually impacted somebody.
One of my all-time favorite stories with Power Up Club has to do with being a preschool teacher. I had a conference with a parent, and we had an extended time. He was my last for the day, and I said to him, Matt, how did you guys start to attend our church, Christian Family Chapel? And he said, Barbara, we were invited to a Power Up Club. Our daughter was one and our son was three, I believe is what he said. And we were not attending church at the time. And so we took them. And when we experienced that team, when we experienced the love of Jesus, my wife and I looked at each other and we said, we want our kids to be like those teens who are leading this team when they're that age. So they started attending the church. In God's divine plan, he is now the worship leader at Christian Family Chapel. And his son finally got to serve on his first team this past year.
Are you talking about Matt Collins?
Matt Collins.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that is
wow. His story. So a couple of things that came up out of that story. I didn't know somebody as young as one or three you would invite to that. Absolutely. That's interesting to me because I always thought it was geared toward like elementary age kids. So how young can a kid be to come to it? Like y'all deal with babies then because a one-year-old?
Yeah, that's the beauty of Power Clubs is that we're prepared for anywhere from a bunch of little preschoolers running around to teenagers running around. Ideally, it would be elementary age kids. That's what it's typically geared towards. But the beauty of it is that any child can be influenced and affected through the Power Club program because we're prepared for all of the above to be at the club.
Okay, so if you're listening out there and you want to just be part of the same old invite a bunch of believers and get together and do that, you can do that. Or you can do Power Up Club and go out in the community and can make a difference. Now, I'm joking about that. There's lots of ways to reach people, but this is such a creative way to go out in the community and take the gospel there. And I think that if you're listening out there and your church is not seeing an impact in the community around it, this is one way you could have an immediate impact if you started doing something like this.
Yeah, it's tangible ways to display the love of Christ. I was doing a club one time, and there was a kid in this club, elementary age kid, that every time I got done teaching the lesson or doing the gospel presentation, he would come up and drop kick me. And he was one of those kids that was just a pain. I mean, you would
You mean
play.
You don't have just good little angels no, at these no, clubs?
But he was such a pain. Every game, he would be disruptive. He would be a crazy disruptive. And I did the very spiritual thing and prayed that he would stay home the next day. And God did not answer that prayer. And the next day, he comes to the club. And again, I was frustrated to see him. I was he was just causing a ruckus again, and I get done teaching the lesson, and he runs up to the front, and I'm thinking, here we go again. Here's another drop kick, and he jumps into my arms and wraps his arms around my neck and whispers in my ear, thank you for loving me.
Mm.
And I, again, was like, Lord, why? I didn't want this kid to come. And then it was a reminder that what we're doing is tangibly displaying the love of Christ to a lost world, people that don't experience it on a regular basis.
That doesn't make you teary, does it?
Oh, man. I don't even like sharing that story. It gets dusty in here.
Yeah, but you know what? I was sharing with the SWAT guys this morning that, when Jesus took his disciples up on the Mount of Beatitudes, he starts by teaching them that first you have to be broken, humble. It's a benchmark of every believer to humility. Blessed are the poor in spirit. But then he said, blessed are those that mourn. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the brokenness of our world around us, and especially what kids are growing up with today, and a lot of times we live isolated lives, especially, our churches are full of facades. Mm-hmm. Everybody wears masks. We know that. That's not anything new. But when you get out, kids don't wear masks very well. They're pretty honest and real. That's why I love children, man, because they're real. You know, they're just going to say things and they'll let you know stuff that sometimes mom and dad, our kids do it too, right? I'm sure you did it your mom. And you say stuff that is just real. And, and they also are real at expressing affection.
That's right.
And so here's a question that pops up. So how do you protect against, that's a pretty big responsibility. I know as a parent listening, you might be wondering I'm liable. Mm-hmm. If I have a club in my house, how do you handle the potential liability? Because I know as believers, we trust in God and we believe in God's sovereignty. But how do we protect? Because there's a lot of people out there that mean harm for kids. How do you guard against that?
Yeah, I think one of the primary ways is everything is done in the front yard. You never go in the house with the kids. Mm-hmm. And so that's just one of the ways.
Do you have policies like with the especially the high schoolers and stuff?
Everybody has been background checked and evaluated for that. Those are parameters that we put in place. And again, really keeping it in the front yard helps with those things because everything's visible all the time. There's no hiding, there's no going in the backyard, there's no going into rooms.
And so you've got protocol, if a kid needs to go in to go to the bathroom, he goes with two or goes with
a host. With a host. Okay. Usually, because again, that relationship is being built in that. And so again, what we're trying to do with all of this is the primary way to reach adults is through their kids.
Yeah.
And so really even those protections and those liabilities are saying, hey, we want to build a relationship with you. And the way that I'm going to build that relationship with you is through your child. And it's going to be gospel and it's going to be protection in all of those ways as well.
Okay. Well, we are coming up. We've got about 2 minutes left. Joni, is there anything else about Power Up Club you would like our listeners to hear if they're listening out there, especially at Hampton Roads, where they're getting ready to maybe kick something off this summer?
You know, the thing that comes to mind is the foundational verse that this whole idea was built on, and that is from Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. When I think about the implications of those words, it blows me away. And it makes me passionate beyond measure to get the gospel out to as many as we can, because God's power is in it to save a life.
Wow. Adam, anything else?
I would just ask you to continue to pray and to continue to ask the Lord for favor for Power Up Clubs in the churches that we get to be a part of, because really, what do we want to see? We want to see gospel saturation happen of every geography where there's churches that can proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ.
Well, Joni, we're going to have you back on to talk about kids ministry in Israel, because you've been to Israel, and I meant to get into that, and it never even got there, but I'm so appreciative for you guys taking time out. Barbara, thank you. Adam and Joni, thank you guys for being on today. Hey, if you want more information, go to Power Up Club, powerupclub.com. That's powerupclub.com. You can call 904-860-9527, and hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Brad will be back in the studio. If you want to listen to this program, it will be posted tonight at 10 o'clock. Go to www.swatradio.com, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at SWAT Radio Talk. We'll see you tomorrow on SWAT Radio.
If you missed a SWAT radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on past shows where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual warfare.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY,